Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Weekends were made for sports.
Now do the robot voice. I want to hear it again.
Make more sharp robot.
That's a terrible robot voice.
A look at the weekend in sports with the inside story on the Blazers, the Ducks, and the Beavers.
Everyone, meet freelance alien bounty hunter, Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp? The football guy?
Yeah, I hunt aliens now. Used to catch TDs, now I catch ETs.
You ever caught an alien, Shannon?
Not yet, Mr. Question, but I'll let you know when I do.
This is Sports Sunday with Mike Lynch.
Where are the turtles?
Come on, guys, get out of here.
Where are the turtles?
And Rashad Taylor.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
On 1080, The Fan.
Hour 2 of 2 here on Sports Sunday. If you miss any of it, I'll be podcasting both hours on the Les Schwab Tires podcast, on the Odyssey app, and on 1080thefan.com. And we will continue with our divisional previews here. We'll begin in the NFC North today, and that is because our Detroit Lions are in that division.
Yes, they are.
And
yes,
they are on Hard Knocks this year. And I feel like for the first time in a very long time that people are rooting for the Lions. I think the Lions have always been kind of that team that people just kind of laugh at, unless you're a Lions fan, of course. Well, you actually probably laugh at your own team, too, because it's been so historically bad for so long. But I've always viewed Detroit as just kind of like the, who cares? It's the Lions, right? But since Dan Campbell was hired, and this is not just because of Hard Knocks this year, this is what he, you know, some of the stuff that went viral from him last year. Ever since he took the job and some of those clips came out, I was immediately hooked. And the funny thing about it is that as a person, I don't think I would be friends with a person like Dan Campbell.
Really?
Because for me, I'm like, all he wants to do and care about is talk about football. He's so passionate about football, and he's such an old school football guy. You know, he did the will bite their kneecaps last year, and he has a couple from this year that are funny that I'll grab. We have them in the system that came out of week one's Hard Knocks that were good. But for me, that's not the type of person I would like to hang out with just as a friend. But as a sports viewer, for whatever reason, it hooks me. And I think it's because it feels real, because so many coaches come out and feel fake that to me, for whatever reason, even though it is the most generic football bro stuff ever, it feels genuine from him, and that's why I like him.
I would disagree. I think Dan Campbell would be amazing to hang out with. More than just football stories, he seems like he'd have some cool bro stories. He reminds me of what I feel like Gronk would be as a head coach. Just very animated, a lot of intensity, you know, at points, but then kind of funny at certain points, trying to do things with your team. Like there was a scene where he was doing up downs with his squad. Now, mind you, if you've ever done up downs before, you know how difficult those can be. And he did like 40 of them, and was right there. And Dan Campbell's probably, you know, late 40s into his 50s and stuff, but was still trying to hang in there with his team and letting them know, I'm going to do anything you guys are willing to do. Like it's those are guys that you just like playing for. Ones that you want to run through the phrase, I'll run through a wall for that guy. Dan Campbell's he's one of those dudes, you know. And on top of that, he's just that. He's a dude, man. So I feel like he'd have some really cool stories to tell. But when he talks football, you know he means it. Like, you know he's sincere about it.
You can tell that more, he feels that way. Yes. And he's not just doing it to blow smoke.
Absolutely. So, like, at the beginning of Hard Knocks, he gave this really kind of incoherent speech. I was like, what? And you can look at some of the players' face like, man, what are you talking about? Even I was kind of sitting at home. I had to keep rewinding, like, what the hell are you talking about, bro? But I like it. Whatever you're saying, like, I'm going to, yeah, I got you. You know, so, I mean, I think he's got his work cut out for him, too. You know, when you coach a team like the Lions, like you said, perennial nothings for the longest time. You know,
even really, with Matt Stafford,
they made
only
the playoffs,
made the playoffs once.
Yeah,
once or twice
in between there. Yeah, and I think got close to beating the Cowboys, you know, in one of those games or something along those lines. But that's about as far as it went. Obviously, having that amazing offensive line and Barry Sanders at a point, but that's where the Lions kind of legacy ends, is right around there. And then you get Megatron. So your two best players never won rings. And then, you know, obviously Matt Stafford, who's your best quarterback, goes ahead and moves on and gets one. But you've got a lot of work. You don't really have an amazing roster, like, if we're being real. And I think that's kind of one of the things that might hurt them for Hard Knocks, because you don't really have a whole bunch of stars out there that you can follow around and, you know, get some great quotes from and stuff like that. Like, you got Jamal Williams. You got Jared Goff, obviously, who's really another one of those guys that's probably competing to stay in the league. Like, if we're real, as a starter, you know, it's probably competing to make sure he can keep his starting job, you know. So there's not really a whole lot going on for them. The one thing that they have going for them is that they've got a second overall pick, Aiden Hutchinson, who in the first game he played, man, was great. You know, the first preseason game, Aiden Hutchinson looked really, really good. So they might have a star there. And can't forget about Ndamukong Suh from the defensive end for Detroit. But for the most part, man, they're in serious need of some personality and characters. And maybe they have them and we just don't know.
Well, I think I'm a little bit higher on Detroit.
Are you?
Than you. Well, last year, I think they lost three games on game-winning field goals and played really well. They did have an energy about them, which I'm sure is Dan Campbell's energy, that they were in a lot of those games. Jared Goff is Jared Goff. We know who he is. He's not the best quarterback. He can win you games. He's pretty average. He doesn't have a great arm. Sometimes he's inaccurate, but he looked good at times last year. You've got a really, really good young running back in DeAndre Swift. You have a really, really good young wide receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's in his second year and had a huge second half last year. He was the rookie out of USC. You went and got DJ Chark from Jacksonville, who was a free agent. So he's now your big number one receiver, which you really didn't have. Last year, you didn't really have any receivers. You also have TJ Hockenson at tight end, who's one of the best in the league. And you got a really scrappy defense. You mentioned Hutchinson, who also, I think, had a sack, or at least a really deep tackle for loss in his first game, like a 10-yard tackle for loss, something like that. I kind of feel like they'll be sneaky better than we expect. Is that a playoff team? I'm not going to go that far. But they're in a weaker division. The Bears are really bad. And the Vikings like to lose games, even though they're pretty good. So I could see the Lions being a little better than we expect.
I mean, I think that's the hope.
Maybe like a 6-win team this year?
I think that's the hope. The Lions are one of those teams that no one hates, right? Nobody's like, oh, you know, they know that they're not good, but nobody hates them.
Well, I'm sure there are some divisional
your Bears fans.
Who hate
yeah,
them.
I'm sure you hate yeah. the Lions, you know, but for the most part, I've never met another Patriots fan or a Broncos fan that's like, oh, you know what team I just can't stand? Those stupid Lions. Like, I've never heard anybody say that. You know, I've heard them say that about every other team. The Lions are just one of those teams that you can't hate them because they've been so bad. So it's like you're almost kind of piling on at that point. But I mean, Michael Brockers is also on that defense, you know, for them. So you could very well be right, you know, but I'm thinking from that division.
Like, I'm not saying good. I'm saying better than you think.
What's that
like
mean? If you get put a win total.
Six-ish wins.
So 10 losses or yeah. 11 losses?
Well, what did they do last year? Weren't they like 3 wins last year?
Yeah, and that's why I was like, man.
A little improvement.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, 6 and 7 wins is definitely an improvement. I feel like at this point with the 17-game season, like if you don't win at least 8, then that's not a good season.
Yeah, they were 3-13-1 last year.
Yeah, and that one.
So get those 6 wins.
Yeah, so they can get – they probably get five, you know, but
I think what you want to see is you just want to see incremental improvement. You know what it kind of reminds me of, and this is probably not a great direct comparison, but it's the Beavs a little bit. Jonathan Smith comes in, you believe in him as a head coach, you like what he's done so far, which is how we feel about Dan Campbell, and it just takes some time to take a team that's at the rock bottom spot of its existence out of that hole. And it took Jonathan Smith 3-4 years to get them back to the bowl games, but he's there now, and now the Beavs were predicted to finish fifth in the conference.
Yeah.
So small steps, 3 wins last year, 6 wins this year, 9 wins next year, and then undefeated season the year after that, and then the Lions are a perfect team.
That's how it goes. And you just got to hope that the Lions front office gives Dan Campbell the opportunity to continue to build. And I think that's the big thing. With head coaches, is they either win now or win next year, but it's really like a 2-year window. If you don't win by the end of the second year, a show massive improvement, you typically get fired.
Let's play the audio for you, Dan Campbell audio. We got a couple of clips. 2 short, 1 normal length.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts. What? It's the oldest trick in the book.
And I guess we're going through and switching it now.
It's old school. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
That's my favorite. Hey, I have no idea what that means.
Hey, I'm just saying. Like, it doesn't matter what I got. I'm still going to, in a fight, I'm going to be the one that comes out on top. And I think what he's trying to relay to his team.
What are we? What makes us what we are and what we're going to be? It's our core foundation, man, grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer, we'll push a little harder, and we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like, to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass, we'll play in turf, we'll go to a landfill, doesn't matter. And that's what we gotta be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun. O&D.
He's got all of these little things he says that really don't make any sense, but they're really passionate.
Yes. You know, that's what I'm saying.
We'll tread water until we effing bury you.
Yeah. I'm like, doesn't make sense to me.
Bury you in the ocean?
In the ocean. You're gonna drown you, man. It's like, man, I was fired up. I was ready to go put on some pads and go out there and go O&D after that, man. So, yeah.
Because that's the thing. I think that's the difference, and that's why you said you would love to hang out with him. As a player, I would hate that. Don't motivate me like that.
I mean,
that's not going to work for me.
And that's the main thing for NFL head coaches and NBA head coaches. You have to be motivators of men, as opposed to high school and college, where you're still working with kids and they're still doing what you say. In this realm, Dan Campbell is not the highest paid player or highest paid person in that room. So how do I get these dudes who are millionaires to listen to me? Like, I have to be able to motivate them. And the motivation is one thing, but X's and O's are something else. And so that's the whole part. Like, is he going to be able to put out a good product on the field? He says all the right things, but so did Mark Jackson. And Mark Jackson wasn't great at the X's and O's, which is why he's still on the sideline doing TV.
Let's take a break. Coming up next, we'll continue with the NFC North. Bears, Packers, Vikings, the other teams in said division. We'll get the Bears out of the way to begin. They're probably the worst team in the division. And young quarterback Justin Fields has pretty much no help. It's not a great spot to be in if you're a young quarterback. We'll get to that next. This is Sports Sunday on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Weekends were made for sports. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
It's a little bit of breaking Timbers news that is out, and it's not good for the organization again. We'll get to that next segment once we wrap up our little divisional preview here with the rest of the NFC North. Quickly, I don't think it's worth spending far too much time on the Bears. The Bears are quite bad. Justin Fields has not been given a lot of weapons to work with in his early career out of Ohio State with the Bears. And I look across this roster, and I've been reading a lot about their expectations over the course of the offseason, because I have some friends who are in Chicago who post about it on social media. I really think the Bears are going to be really bad this year. Like Lions bad this year. Like 3 wins, maybe 4 wins total. And the only thing I can think of, the first thing that pops into my head when I think about the Bears, is how almost no Ohio State quarterback has ever had success in the NFL after being sensationally good in college. And it's for a myriad of reasons. Right now, Justin Fields, maybe a little bit of fault of his own because he did struggle, but not fully his fault because his team has not been built well around him, is falling into the same old Ohio State quarterback that doesn't succeed in the NFL. It's just that anytime I think about the Bears, that's my first thought of, well, there's another Ohio State quarterback. There it is. They just don't translate for whatever reason. And I don't really see how it's going to improve this year. I mean, as long as he stays healthy, he'll get plenty of time to work out the kinks and make some relationships. But you took his best receiver. Well, you didn't take him. He left. Yeah, Allen Robinson now with the Rams, by the way. So you leave him with a top three wide receiver wise of Darnell Mooney, who had a breakout year last year and looked pretty good. Byron Pringle, who was like receiver 5 on the Chiefs last year. And Equanimeous St. Brown.
Sounds right.
The former Packer receiver. Oh, you also took a flyer on N'Keal Harry, who's hurt again. And he never panned out for the Patriots. He, the former Arizona State wide receiver, first-round pick. He's going to be out for an extended period of time. Those are your top three receivers? Mooney, Pringle, and St. Brown? Yeah, Cole Kmet at tight end, okay. You got Montgomery at running back. Yeah, he's a workhorse. He's solid. He's fine. Roquan Smith asked for a trade. He's your best linebacker. Things just aren't looking good in Chicago right now at all for the Bears.
No, you know, you feel bad, you know, for them, but it's kind of a downside of being a really good Ohio State quarterback. If you're really good at Ohio State, you're going to go at the top of the draft.
And you're going to go to a really
bad team. You're
going
to go to a really, really bad team. Don't believe me, Terrell Pryor going to the Raiders. Don't believe me. Who was it? Who was before Terrell Pryor? A few years before that, he was amazing. Amazing at Ohio State. God, man, I can't remember his name. Either way, so Terrell Pryor, there's one, and then you move on down. Justin Fields, there's another. Like, if you're good, you just got to be Dwayne Haskins going to the at that time the Redskins, but you just know you're going to a bad team. You're going to go to a team that has bad ownership. You're going to go to a team that has little to no direction, and that's just kind of what it is, you know? Like, I mean, would we feel the same way about Mitchell Trubisky if he'd have got a chance to go later in the draft and maybe ended up on a team, you know, like Cincinnati or Dallas or something like that? Like, what does his career look like all of a sudden instead of being in a place where you know people go to die as far as quarterbacks? You know, they go there and they know that they're not going to be very good. And so Justin Fields, just it's I'm sure he's still very good, but you just don't have any weapons around you to show it. And you're in a division that's it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for you to mount any real wins against teams like Green Bay, who you expect to be really good, even without Devontae Adams, because they still have Aaron Rodgers.
Troy Smith was the one before Terrell Pryor.
Thank you so much. Couldn't think of his name, but he won the Heisman, right? And Troy Smith won the Heisman, right?
Yes.
So, you know, Heisman winner, and then you go to a bad team, and there you go.
Cardale Jones, also Dwayne Haskins.
I mean, so how many great damn near Heisman quarterbacks is that? That's like five guys.
Yep.
It's like four guys. And none of them
even came close.
None of them end up going to great situations.
Pryor had to change to be a receiver.
And would end up being a pretty good one, you know, after that. Like, I mean, I don't think he stuck around the league for long, but he was around
for a couple of years.
Yeah, but he was a pretty good, you know, wide receiver. So, but with teams like Minnesota, who we know is good, but can't seem to put it together all the way, and then a team like Green Bay, like, I fully expect the Bears to be right there with the Lions. So, five wins, six wins, something like that. And it's not because I think Justin Fields can play. And when you're this bad, people just assume that you're bad forever. And so I don't know if he'll ever really get a chance to be a starter somewhere again, which sucks.
We shall see. Packers should be the best team in the division yet again, although I am starting to get a little bit curious about whether or not they could hold off Minnesota for much longer. Devontae Adams, gone. That leaves you with Alan Lazard as your number one, and they brought in Sammy Watkins this year in the offseason as your number two. You once again didn't draft a good wide receiver early in the draft. You drafted a couple guys later that'll fill out the depth. You've got great, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers, and assuming the ayahuasca trip didn't affect his ability to play quarterback, he will still be great at the quarterback position. He doesn't have as much help this year. You still have Aaron Jones. You still have A.J. Dillon. Both were elite at the running back position. Jones played receiver a lot last year, and I think you're going to see a lot of that again. And their defense was vastly improved in the second half of last year and got much better. I think the Packers will be good. I think they'll be a playoff team. It's Aaron Rodgers. When you have the elite quarterbacks, you tend to make it even regardless of the roster. But when I look at this Vikings team, I look at a team that I view top to bottom as better than Green Bay. But that quarterback position is a huge gap from Aaron to Kirk Cousins. And that's, I think, the key is you've got maybe the best wide receiver in football in Justin Jefferson, who was incredible last year and is continuing to get better as he's only in his third year, I think, this year. You have Adam Thielen, who's been off and on the injured list the last few years, but is still really, really solid. And you had a good up-and-coming young guy in K.J. Osborne who played really well last year in patches and is your third wide receiver. You've also got Dalvin Cook, who should be healthy, and even if he's not, you have a really good backup in Madison. Your defense is just loaded with names and players that are really, really, really solid players. Obviously, Harrison Smith, a veteran, the leader of the defense, the safety position. I love the linebackers on this team. I think they're really, really fun to watch. Troy Dye, one of the backup linebackers, by the way, former Duck. I really think the Vikings are good. I really think the Vikings this year have a chance to potentially steal this division from the Packers based on the changes the Packers have undergone. Nathaniel Hackett's gone as the offensive coordinator. He went to be the head coach with the Broncos. I just don't know if Kirk Cousins is good enough to push the team above Aaron Rodgers. That's the question I have.
I don't know.
It feels like the closest that they'll get, though, to me.
And I'm one of those people that I don't understand all the hate for Kirk Cousins. I don't. Like, I mean, here's a guy, last 4 years, 30 touchdowns, 26, 35, 33, 7 touchdowns, 4,000 yards last couple seasons. You know, three of the last four seasons, he's had 4,000 yards at least over that. Man, he's leading a good team. Like, and they just go out there and they're not winning as much, but I don't know how much of that I can really blame on Kirk Cousins. Like, honestly, I think he's an easy scapegoat, but I don't understand why. I feel like the same thing for him that we feel about San Francisco and I'm
Garoppolo.
The same way we feel about Jimmy G is like, well, Jimmy G's team is always making deep playoff runs. Like, you mean to tell me he have nothing to do with that? Like, that's crazy to me. It's like we're willing to give everybody else the credit, but this is the one time we don't give it to the quarterback. So I believe in Kirk Cousins a little bit more than some others. He's definitely not a terrible quarterback. He's probably a top 15 quarterback in the NFL. That's okay, you know, for me. But, yeah, this defense is loaded. This team is loaded. Justin Jefferson is a top five receiver. I don't know if he's the best. I tend to lean towards Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he was always open and just always getting the ball and always making plays. Justin Jefferson's right there as well. But this team is awesome. And, yeah, I think without Devontae Adams, this could be their chance to kind of creep up and steal the number one spot in their division. So it's a winnable division. There's really only one team you have to worry about, and that's the Packers.
Yep.
And then there's the other two bottom-feeding teams. If you can just get, you know, five wins, four wins on the season from those teams, then you should be good for your division.
All right, let's take a break. Coming up next, this just came across this morning, and I just saw a tweet about it. The Timbers / Thorns, as an organization, in trouble again.
Oh, jeez.
We'll get to that next. First, an update.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Weekends were made for sports. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
Timbers / Thorns, hot water again as an organization for more alleged misconduct. This in the Oregonian this morning, former employees of Timbers Thorns allege toxic work environment for women and working mothers. This specifically labels executive Mike Golub, who actually we know at the station. He was at the very least, he's been in on primetime once before. I've met him before in person. Seemed like a very nice guy, but you know, one meeting does not make the whole story. There have been multiple complaints that essentially that he was childish / physical / I don't know. There's no other word for it, but I'm just trying to. I was reading through the article. Just childish is a good word. The main. The article starts with a former employee saying she went in to meet with Golub, who was her boss, and she reached her hand out to like shake his hand or say hi or something, and he pulled a Neil Olshey. He stepped on her foot and then used his shoulder to push her backwards. And then while she was falling backwards, he was laughing. It's very strange behavior for a boss in any company, you know, regardless if it's the Timbers or not. That's just the one quote that they have in the article. It goes on to say that the team hired an independent law firm to look after the workplace issues that were being reported. And they did find that there were concerns on the business side of the team, specifically with Golub and the way that he was treating people. There was also some concerns with Merritt Paulson, the owner of the team, not for necessarily doing stuff like this, but apparently he was insensitive towards mothers who were nursing and was also being called out for his management style. So there's layers to this. The Timbers slash Thorns have already been in trouble in the last year. The Timbers, for their former player, Andy Polo, who was being, I don't think he was being sued, but had a suit against, or a court case against him from his wife for domestic violence. The Timbers covered it up or tried to cover it up, and that was kind of what happened. Also, there were allegations of misconduct from the former Thorns coach, Paul Riley. That's the women's team, and you can kind of assume where that may have gone as well. So there's been a lot of issues with both of these franchises, both run by Merritt Paulson, both, you know, the same company. And it's a team and organization that tries really hard publicly to be supportive and inclusive and pro women, pro LGBTQ plus, you know, pro inclusion, all that fairness, all that stuff. But over and over and over again, internally, reports come out, proof comes out that that is not the case. And it's very frustrating as a Timbers fan for myself that a team that is viewed so positively for what they do on and off the field, and a team that I do root for and care about, continues to have the same problems over and over again. And it makes me start to wonder about Merritt Paulson as an owner. Because I understand that not all of these things are his fault, specifically, directly. But if it's a culture problem, where does the culture begin? At the top. And who's the owner of the teams? Merritt Paulson. And it's just, once is okay, you had a problem employee, it wasn't good, you tried to do the right thing. They actually didn't try to do the right thing right away, but eventually they, I think, got it right. The second time, okay, that's a specific player. Yeah, you had the woman caught on tape trying to tell his wife that you didn't need to press charges. That was a bad look. This, though, three times, you can't keep doing this. Third time's a charm. What is going on in this organization?
It's messed up that we even have to have three incidents, you know, from the organization. Now, mind you, they're not coming from the same people during those incidents for the most part. But
no.
But, you know, so it's three separate, you know, isolated incidents, I guess. And it's unfortunate, man. We always kind of tend to think that this is a football, basketball, baseball issue. And soccer is just the sport that everyone loves, right? Oh, football. Yeah, we love football. Let's go and watch the Timbers game. Like, there's no real threat there. But then you see, like, there's some people that have money that just conduct themselves differently. You know, there's a bit of a God complex with some of those people. And I'm not saying any of this is true because we don't know. But I do feel like we need to really, as a society, take sexual assault or whatever, bullying or whatever you want to call it, unsafe work environments, however you want to phrase it. I think it was time we start taking these things seriously. Like, and there's a such thing as, like, okay, well, you know, you have a cool boss and he plays around too much, but, you know, you can have a Michael Scott as your boss. Like, no problem. Irritating.
You know what? I don't think you could have a Michael Scott.
No, not in real life. Not in real life. You know, like, but even
when that
then,
show
like,
came out, I think there was a little bit more humor to some of the things he did. And then
there are certain things like
advanced, I realized, oh,
he's the worst boss ever. But you cared about him and he was kind of funny. Like, on TV, that's awesome. In real life, you know, it's an uncomfortable place to work. So, you know, you hope these things are founded to be untrue. You hope, you know, Paulson and the rest of the staff are doing things the way they're supposed to. And hopefully this is just somebody with sour grapes. But I just feel like that's not the case.
Well,
and I feel like this is something that it's going to snowball. And there's going to be, if there's one person, there's more than likely more. And so this is just the first that we're hearing of it today, or at least first I'm hearing of it.
This
right
just
now.
Came out this
oh,
morning.
Just came out this morning. Yeah. So we'll see if things start, you know, rolling out as the week and the month progresses.
It's a case of you've had too many under your watch, and now we're going to start looking at where the problem lies. Reading through the article on the Oregonian, maybe I want this to be the case, and that's why I'm viewing it in this light, but they seemed to genuinely want to fix the problems. They were very specific in their answers to questions from the Oregonian, saying this independent review did find issues on the business side of our team, and we are working to address them. They also found the specific issues with Mike Golub, and they said that he is working to address them, like changing his management style and learning how to, I don't know, be a better leader, right? They said that they did a full review of the team side, Gavin Wilkinson being the GM of the team, and they said they found no issues there in the internal review, or this independent firm found no issues. Remember, they did go independent firm, and they named the independent firm, unlike Neil O'Shea with the Chauncey Billups stuff, they named it. So it seems like all of that is going in the right direction, which gives me hope that this is the last one and this will stop. But there's also the logic part of my brain that's going, all the teams that say this say the right thing, quote unquote, but are they really trying to truly fix it? And because of that, I'm worried that this is all just arm candy.
The only owner I can ever imagine that would come out and say, there's no problem here. That never happened. Jerry Jones. That's the only person I could ever think that would have the gall to be like, yeah, you're searching for nothing. It's okay. There's nothing ever like that that's gone on here.
That woman who was on her knees in front of me in that picture.
What? She wanted to be there. She wanted to be there.
Yeah,
she
I was helping
me.
Her stand up. She fell down.
So he's the only person I can honestly think of in any sport that would be like, nah, there's no need for an investigation because we didn't do
anything.
I'm
sure there's others.
You know, I'm sure there are
other
rich
owners or douches. Dan Snyder
might be another one. You know, he'll dance around it all the time.
Well, they've been asking him to go to subpoena, and he's like, no.
What's a subpoena? I've never been there. I'm not
going
there.
I'm going to go on my yacht.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would hope that, you know, the Timbers would do the right thing. There's no need to fix somebody's management style. If they've got claims of being inappropriate or being overly sexual or whatever, just let him go. Find somebody else that doesn't have that type of resume. Find somebody else that doesn't have those things hanging over their head. It's not hard to do, you know. So I just think there needs to be more swift movement if some of this stuff is indeed true. They said there's nothing found. I guess, you know, but
no. They said there was stuff found.
Okay.
But just on the business side.
Okay.
Which was Mike Golub.
Just on the business side. So, you know, from there, I guess make some changes, because the last thing you want is for your organization to be viewed as the ones that are inappropriate in whatever way.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll wrap up the show next with a little lighter subject. The absolutely terrifying hologram Harry Carey that we saw at the Field of Dreams game this year. We'll wrap up the show with that. This is Sports Sunday on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Weekends were made for sports. This is Sports Sunday with Mike and Rashad on 1080 The Fan.
All right, just a couple minutes left on the show today.
Yo, I'm going to miss this spot. I can't lie to you, bro. Like, I'm gonna miss this view. This is awesome. And yeah. I've been soaking it in for the last little bit. Because I know it's not going to be the same as we move forward. So this is awesome.
Yeah, this is likely our last Sunday show in this building. I believe the move is supposed to be happening this weekend in terms of the on-air stations. And then I think on Monday we'll be not fully back because it's a temporary studio until they finish the studios we're going to be going into. But I believe Monday we will be in the new building in a conference room doing the shows.
Tight.
So I think I'm not 100% sure when the next time we're going to be on the air is, because I think we're going to be off next weekend for the transition. And then the weekend after that, I think Joe is out again. And I don't know with the setup if we could even do a show, one of us in the producer chair, one of us in the host chair. But I don't know yet. So hopefully back in 2 weeks, not 100% certain. Yes, it is. It is sad to be leaving this building. We've been here. You've been here for 8 years now. I've been here for 11 years now. This is the only building I've known for radio, really. I mean, I had my college station, but I don't really count that. Yeah, it's a weird feeling.
It is.
A weird feeling.
It is. You know, so, you know, not as weird.
So you may not be coming down here anymore.
No,
man. Like when you drive away today.
Yeah,
it's very funny that the last day is the bike race, because it's been one of our main
pet peeves
of the entire existence of this show was that bike race. It's when you pull out of that parking lot.
That'll be for the.
I think it is unlikely that you will be returning to this building,
which is crazy. This building has been good. This chair has been great. You know, this view, seriously, like
the chair.
This view has been, you know, awesome. So
appreciate the little things, right?
Absolutely.
I know I do this sometimes during commercial breaks where I'll stand up and I'll just go walk up to the window and I'll stare out it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be able to do that anymore.
Yeah. And every now and then somebody walking by, I'll say, hey, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, and wave.
Lots of people will wave.
What's up, man? You know, so yeah, that's kind of that kind
of people running.
Yeah, a lot of people running, riding their bikes, you know.
There's a biker who comes by here every day with a giant boombox and blasting music off his bike. We hear that every day.
Just having fun. So this is
to see all the jet skiers out there.
You know, see a lot of little paddle boats and canoes and, you know, little things like that right there on the Willamette. So the Willametta, you know. So it's gonna suck to not really be around that, but I appreciate, you know, this is my radio experience is being here. So I've really, really appreciated my time here. Absolutely.
It'll be a change. It'll be very different. That's for sure. But thank you. This building.
Breakups are hard, man. Appreciate it.
The radio show that I will ever do as a professional was with you in that chair,
man. This is a bittersweet symphony. You know what I'm saying?
Is
what it is.
It's fitting. Is it not?
We continue to do the show, but just not from here anymore. So anybody that's ever came through and said what's up at the window or, you know, whatever, man, we appreciate you guys. It's awesome, man. Thank you for all the people in this building and made it work for as long. I've appreciated it 100%.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. We didn't get to the Harry Carey
watch it, though.
Thing, the hologram of him.
Just Google Harry Carey, and it'll
Harry
be the first
Carey
thing
hologram.
It's not Tupac.
It's terrifying.
It's not Tupac.
We're at a point where CGI and stuff like that is almost too real looking that it looks so fake that it's weird.
Yeah.
A lot of the Marvel movies having issues with that recently, too.
Oh, no, yeah, they've been pretty bad.
It's going to go. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Au revoir to this building. Next time you hear us, hopefully in 2 weeks, we'll be
in the new building. We will let you know on social media, though. We'll keep you updated on that. If you missed any of today's show, you can find it on the Les Schwab Tires podcast. And we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Enjoy the rest of your week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.